Doyon CEO Aaron Schutt announced the new exploration well project at a press conference at the corporation's Fairbanks headquarters.
Last winter, we ran an extensive 3D seismic program just west of the community of Nenana, about 50 square miles. We processed the data, got recommendations on next steps, and we're very excited to announce the well.
Schutt says the drilling planned for next summer on land leased from the state about 7 miles west of Nenana is between the two earlier Doyon exploration wells. The new well is being named after the Nenana Village Corporation, Taugatili, which draws its moniker from a local hill, something Doyon Board Chairman Ori Williams believes may benefit the project.
Well, Chief Peter John used to say that mountain is just something floating in the distance, and back in the old time days when they traveled the rivers, they could see that Taugatili Hill floating out in the distance, a good place to camp, and that was a major landmark, so there will be some spirituality to this well, and there will be some good luck coming with it.
Doyon and other companies have explored the Nenana Basin for decades, but have yet to find a commercially viable oil and gas deposit. Schutt says geology at the latest drill site looks promising.
Looking at the structure in this location, we're very, very optimistic, and you can see that we and our experts in particular put a 1 in 2 chance of a producible gas field in this next well.
Schutt says natural gas from the project could serve the local area and other parts of the state, noting Nenana's location along the Tanana River, on which gas could be barged to villages. Schutt won't put a price tag on the project, but says State of Alaska oil and gas exploration tax credits are instrumental in pursuing it.
Wildcat exploration is not for the faint of heart, and the state's program is certainly a big part of Doyon's efforts in the Nenana-Minto Basin.
Citing the state's budget deficit earlier this summer, Governor Walker cut $200 million in oil industry tax credits from the state budget, leaving another $500 million intact. State Representative Steve Thompson of Fairbanks says the cut hurts smaller energy company projects.
Like this project, you know, I mean, they're going to go ahead with it, but are they going to be delayed? I think right now, already this year, we've got $460 million worth of applications for tax credits, which just about reaches the $500 million that is going to be available.
Representative Thompson notes that the credits are paid out on a first-come, first-served basis. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.